Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 3rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the election of mayors in various towns and cities.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about local authorities as they elect new mayors following the July 30th general elections.
Harare councillors today elected a new mayor, Herbert Gomba, of the MDC Alliance. Gomba will be deputized by Enoch Mpamawonde. Though a ceremonial mayor, Gomba is expected to cater for all Zimbabweans in the city with at least 2 million people.
In the southwestern parts of the country, Bulawayo councillors are expected to elect a mayor tomorrow amid friction between local residents and a local councillor who asked to be sworn in Shona.
Mayors play a critical role in enhancing service delivery while closely following party ideologies. Zimbabwe's two major cities are under the control of the MDC Alliance led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who contested the July 30th presidential election.
Will the mayors and councillors cater for the needs of local people?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yohambe mahlaba zulinali njalo lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokwenziwa ngamameya njalo okwenziwa la ngamakansela endaweni ezijeneyo. Sizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje kukhethwe umeya edolobheni leHarare. Umeya ke lo ubaba uGomba uvela kuMTC Alliance. So ke udeputizwa futhi ngumuntu ovela kuMTC Alliance. Kuna ngale ke eHarare MTC Alliance yanqoba sibili unyomalisayo. Kwaba le city eyodwa nje kuphela lapho kwangena khona umuntu obebandla leZANU-PF. Kuzokubuya ke obulawayo khona ngale ke bakhetha omeya kusasa. Lapha ke omeya bakhethwa ngamakansela, amakansela obulawayo angu-29. So ke singazi ukuthi bakhetha bani kodwa sikubonayo bakhona abanye abanengi abafuna ukuthi bangene kube ngomeya. Sikhuluma nje ke kulokuxoxozela ukuthize kobulawayo lapho ke omunye womakansela ocele ukuthi athathe isifungo sehofisi ngesishona kodwa ke akusahambanga kuhle kwabanye abantu abathi uyenza into embi kakhulu ngawe ufunge ngesindebele kumbe ngesikhiwa. Ye, so ke kunjalo kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela sibili amakansela labo meya benzelani phela amadolobho onke lawo. Kunjalo ke wathi.
Makadi kodwe nasi nyaya yedu yafamba yafika paya ngapa chi kudziwa navanhu saka nasi uno makansela omuHarare vasarudza meya wavo mutsva unovava Herbert Gomba veMDC Alliance and vanenge vachibatsirwa nava Enoch Mpamawonde. Basara meya ibasa rinoita sokuti netse nokuti unowanika uri pakati nepakati pemapato anenge ezvematonge renyika. Asi vanotarisirwa kuti vaite basa ravo vasingapasanidzi vasingasarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe mabato ripi uyu ndiwe bato ripi. Kubulawayowo vachasarudzavo meya mangwana sipa pane nyaya nomutauro pamusoro pomwe kansela akaramba kutora mhiko yake nechirungu achiti unoda kutora mhiko yake neshona. Yakadoita nyaya yakanetsa zvikuru saka totarisira kuti kuda pamwe zvichagadziriswa basa rigoitwa haro zvakanaka. Saka tinoda kuti titarise nyaya yamakanzura akatoreswa mhiko nemakanzura achatoreswa mhiko mangwana nemameya akasarudzwa nhasi nemameya achasarudzwa mangwana. Titarise basa ravo ravanoita kuti vanokwanisa kuita basa ravo here kana kuti vachaita basa ravo zvakanaka here vasingakanganiswi nevezvamatongero enyika zvamapato ema kanzura akava sarudza ndo nyaya toda kutarisa iyo tinoimba kuti muchakwanisa kutifonerawo tinzwe pamumire nezvitarisiro zvenyu kuvaranda veguta sezvatataura vakasarudzwa nevachasarudzwa mangwana ndizvozvo dhuve.
As we mentioned, there's a councillor in Bulawayo, Councillor Arnold Batirai.
Mm-hmm.
So for the video of him, let's just listen to what he was saying with those people that were actually, you know, there were some of them, we are told, they were very angry over what he wanted to do. Let's just listen.
Yes, I respect you.
So that is Councillor Batirai there. So he's tussling with the local people.
Mm.
They are saying what you're trying to do is not right.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these things
are just a little bit off kilter, because they can cause a lot of other problems that are really not necessary at all. But anyway, let's see what happens and how the city fathers handle the situation. Maybe they can reprimand him or whoever was at fault or for.
Yes. So I was talking to Mr. Kutakapulu of the Democratic Alliance, Democratic Party. So we are saying he talked to him and he wants to write an apology. He says as a leader he did a wrong thing, so he wants to apologize. I guess maybe he's going to send the apology as soon as possible, maybe by tonight or tomorrow. So he says as a leader he could have behaved in a much better way.
That's a good start.
Looking at what is happening in Bulawayo as well, we know that Mr. Nelson Chamisa's MTC Alliance actually won all the seats, you know. And out of these 29 seats, there are some people who want to be mayors. One of them is Solomon Mkuni. Mkuni is roughly between 34 and 35 years old. He's a lawyer and he wants to be a mayor. So the other person that wants to be a mayor is Mr. Norman Nhlabano. Norman has been, he's a veteran political activist, you know, based in Bulawayo. Then these two have got their own fellows that they want to interact with. So we are told that Solomon Mkuni wants to run with Nandu Ncube, and then we've got Nhlabano wants to run with Tinashe Kambaram. So according to some people in the MTC Alliance, Solomon Mkuni was chosen by Chamisa. So we tried to confirm this with the party, but people didn't want to say a lot of things. But it's something that is well known. So I talked to councillors as well. They're saying, well, they are going to see what they can do tomorrow. They couldn't tell me exactly who they are going to vote for. So they are keeping their cards next to their chest.
These are some of the things that might just, you know, sort of ruffle people's feathers a little. Because you want to give authority for these kind of things where it belongs. There are people who might really feel that the party leader should stand back and let the people, the councillors who are elected, do the work. We don't want a situation where people start saying that people are being imposed. I think we have gone through that a lot of times.
But that's politics.
Unfortunately.
So politics goes that way.
Yes.
So let's see what people are saying, you know, on Facebook about some of these issues before we get one of our callers. Kumla Ncube says, I'm here today with you guys. I'm watching. Then Musa Masbuko is saying, this guy, Batirai, is not doing the right thing. And then Andrew Maramuize is also watching. So thank you so much, Andrew. I know him from long time.
Yes, that's
he's in Botswana, right?
Yes,
he's a journalist by profession. Thank you for joining us for it to see about Kakulu. So Zulugan Dabastra list to Mazelin Nombolo Zenu. Alfun Titkoke Lati Kunapa, Kunamanje, who VO is Studio 7, Skokang Wuneng, Pelasali, Pagulela, and Office Utilikutole. So Lamtak is Kokang, Otabalulu, Lokutu, Dima, Ama Mayor, Emma Tulopin, Kubla, Gambian, Genovani, Kulamata, Funumuntu, Oma Veli, and Oleo, Kublaway, Kubakuna, Abanyavati, I. Akulandaba umuntu nje angangena iyalale siyabona kulomnuza nokomba usengene lesikhundleni lesi so ugomba ke usekelwa ngubaba Enoch ngupamawonde ye ulayise phakathi konapho so ke bonke laba ngabe MDC Alliance so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi omeya laba la makansela azalenzelana kunjalo ke mfowethu
tiyoda kunzwa kuti tiwone kuti muharare zvatoitika zvapera meya wasarudzwa tiyoda kuti tinzwe kuti vanotarisira chinyi nekuti Harare yagara ichiita ma zvinhu zvinonetsa kwenguva yakareba tinoda kuona kuti rwendo runoro zvinhu zvichatanga kufamba zvakanaka here pasina kukakavadzana kunoita zvematongero enyika nekuti mameya anga ari muHarare anga achikomplena nenyaya yekuti uku hurumende inopindira kana iri local government ukuwo mapato ezvematongero enyika avanenge vachitsigira kana kuti achitevera achipindira saka vanga vachiita sekuti vanobatwa vari pakati nepakati saka tinoda kuona kuti Harare chazvifambisa sei kubva nhasi kuzvinovapiwa meya mutsva namakanzura matsva kuti basa remuHarare richafamba zvakanaka
so one of the most problematic things in Harare are vendors and they are considered as problematic but that's the situation you know pertaining to the economy so we don't know whether these new councillors will actually run with the police since it is an MDC territory or not so all those questions we hope that our guests are going to answer or respond to some of those questions.
Yeah.
So now, our guests, maybe we are trying to get hold of them, and the phones are not going through, but hopefully we'll get them.
Yes.
So you can talk to people and ask them maybe to come to the Shona VOA Studio 7 page.
Pane ma message
ari
kuya asi mazhinji avandi kungurakidza kuti vanhu vakatarisa vakaterera chirongwa havasati vatanga kutaura havo zvavanofunga nekuti kuda pamwe vanoda kunzwa kuti vachauya pachirongwa vachataura kuti chinyi asi tine vanhu vakawanda kubva kuJohannesburg kuna Thomas Matambanadzo kuti masura sei vachimbare vasitole matanda vese vari kuti simbisa vachitikurudzira kuti tiite basa asi vakamirira kunzwa kuti vanhu vedu vatakaisapa pakutaura nesu vanoti chinyi vagokwanisa kupindura zvavanenge vanzwa
So I think we've got some other people that are sending messages. One of them is Mark Matiza. He says people must stop this kind of racist thing of fighting over tribal issues. So then Christopher Howard Masiza says, yeah, Zimbabwe is in a big fix. And then Mark Matt is back again. He says, we are all Zimbabweans. All languages are very special. So according to the Zimbabwe Constitution, there are 16 official languages. Mm-hmm. And out of these, you can speak one language or the other in any place that you wish. Mm-hmm. I guess we've got a caller right
yes.
now.
Tinawa presha Shimba. Rashimba muri kutenza?
Ndiri kukunzwai.
Makadini yenyumu Harare umu.
Tinofara zvikuru kwakadini Washington DC.
Kuri nani makorokoto kaguta ravana meya.
Ndizvo zvatanga tichishuwira tinofara nekuti guta refanhu kunzi riri kutungamirwa necommission isu tine vanhu vatakasarudza saka hano tinofara
sokuona nokuziva kwatinoita Harare yanga iri pakati pematambudziko akawanda wanda kubva kune zvemvura nemavendors vanotengesera mumigwagwa zvese zvinga zvichinetsa tichinzwa vamwe vachikomburana nenyaya yekuti hurumende inopindira norumwe rutivi mapato ezvematongero enyika anopindira norumwe rutivi iko zvinezvi vashumba imimi somukuru weHarare Residents Trust imimi nevagari vemuHarare chii chamakatarisira pamakanzura matsva makasarudza aya nameya mutsva uyu wasarudzwa? Chii chamakatarisira kuti chiitwe pokutanga tanga kuti zvinhu zvitange kupinda mugwara?
Chekutanga, kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kumisa maprograms ese ehuori wanga uchiitwa nemakanselers newashandi weguta, kunyanya mukutorwa kwenzvimbo dzinochengeta mvura atingati mawetlands, nekutorwa kwenzvimbo dzezvikoro dzichiitwa dzimba, kutorwa kwenzvimbo dzemakiriniki dzichiitwa dzimba. Uori hwacho hwanga huchiitwa nemakanselers anga achienda kunoshandisa masimba avo vachichinja nzvimbo idzodzo kuti dzizove nzvimbo dzavanopa vanhu vemapato avo kuti wawane rutsigiro. Saka wakatora nzvimbo dzakati wandei muguta reHarare dzatingati mawetlands, nzvimbo dzisina kurongwa, zvekuti imomo munzvimbo idzodzo maiita kuti vanhu vazhinji warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzezvikoro, warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzemakiriniki. Saka idambudziko ratiri kuda kuti wagadzirise. Chechipiri, vanofanirwa kugadzirisa nyaya yechisungo chawakaita gore radarika rekuti vanoda kuiunza maprepaid water meters. Kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kudzima resolution iyoyo, uye kana wakada kuti waroda kuenderera mberi nayo, makambani akapiwa kuti awe anounza chirongwa ichi. Pane kambani yavachombo, pane kambani yevatungamiri vamwe vemukanzuru. Makambani ose akapiwa programu iyoyo ngaitangwe patsva, patsvagwe kuti zvakambofamba sei. Tiri kuti izvozvo zvinofanira kuferefetwa kuitira kuti wasaite basa rekupanana mabasa wachiunza projekti isingadikwi nevagari. Chechitatu, vari kufanirwa kuunza mvura yakakwana kuvagari nekutakura marara. Marara iko zvino mumisha mizhinji haasi kutakurwa nekuda kwekuti zviri kunzi mota hadzizi kukwanirana. Isu tinoona dambudziko riripo nderekuti kanzuru haisi kusupervisor nekukontrola washandi wayo panyaya dzekutakurwa kwemarara. Ndo zvinhu zvandingati ndiyo nyaya zhinji. Uye kuti panoumbwa bhajeti reguta reHarare, wagari hawafanirwi kuita zvekuzongoudziwa bhajeti ratogadzirwa. Wagari vari kuda kuve pakati pekugadzirwa kwebhajeti ravo kubva kwekutanga kusvikira rapasiswa nekanzuru, kwete kuti rigadzirwe nevashandi rozounzwa kuvagari iro ratopera kugadzirwa. Kare waiita zvibvumirano zvekuti wakwanise kuisa mari yakawanda muhomwe dzezvinhu zvinobhenefita washandi vakuru vemukanzuru. Yeah. Saka kwatiri seHarare Residents Trust tiri kushuvira kuti kanzuru yedu yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kucherechedza kuti vagari ndiwo musimboti wekufambiswa kwembasa reguta.
Moramba muri papo vashumba, tine mibvunzo pane zvamataura izvozvo. Musabva pafoni, tiri kudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Toda kumboenda kuBulawayo kuna
before that you can translate to
what Mr. Shumba is saying is that the first thing that has to be done by the new city council and the mayor is to stop the practice of corruption. He says that there was just too much corruption in the city council, and this resulted in the loss of a lot of land, what they call the wetlands. Land that was earmarked for schools, land that was earmarked for clinics, but was eventually parceled out to members of political parties.
And he talked about wetlands as well, right?
Yes.
Corruption and all
corruption, wetlands. He touched also on the hot potato of the prepaid water meters. It's one of the things that he wants to make sure that it's dealt with immediately. It seems to be a very, a cause of concern to many people in many cities. And he's complaining also about the refuse collection.
Yeah.
That has not been handled very, very well. So these are some of the major points that he is saying they want the city council, the new councillors and the mayor to deal with immediately.
So now we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Tinashe Kambarami. He is in Bulawayo. He is one of the councillors. Kambarami, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
So briefly, you are a new council, and what is your agenda like?
Hello?
As a new council, what is your agenda like? Have you set an agenda for residents?
Well, yes. As you can see, in the Bulawayo, we would see the Bulawayo almost a clean city. We make sure within the service delivery is the first thing. As we can see, that is what we are supposed to be pushing. Abantu bevele damanzi cleaning ngabenga na damanzi angcolile njengalokho sokusenzakala kwamanye ama kwezinye izigaba. Abantu bethole ama services yemali abazibhadalelayo ama rates ababhadalayo every month. Imgwaqo nemali abazibhadalayo kuzonke kuzinara konke khona okulungiswa. Be drive emgwaqweni right engena ama potholes. Ikwenza ukukhangele and besides that we want to take our city to the next level. When we talk about modernization, our cities here, to go Zimbabwe, we are way behind. We need to move from the analog era to the digital era. You visit other countries, you would see, even if a small town, in France Town, we used to visit France Town, but right now when you visit France Town, we have one that you have traveled there overseas because they've been moving with time. We do something, we talk about something. So in this but we can only do that if we are managing our resources. That is what we want.
Yeah, kodwa likhuluma njalo baba Kambarami. Liyakwazi ukuthi abantu abala mali. Nxa abantu bengala mali akula mali engena kuhulumende njalo la kucouncil. Nxa sikhangela sibe abantu balezikwele ezimangalisayo ezamanzi. Into ezinjalo. So ukuthi likhulume ngalokho kwe-digital era into ezinjalo. Akusukuthi kumbezele gijime kakhulu.
Hayi, uyabona into abantu abangayinanzeleliyo. Ayisikho ukuthi even loba abantu bengela mali, siyakwazi ukuthi i-economy yethu ayimanga kuhle kathesi, akulazi mali. Kodwa abantu they are still paying ama-rates. Khonoko kuncane umuntu kanti wabhadala $20, kumbe $30 yakhe anjo. Kumele imali yakhe isebenze kuhle. Ngibaneneni because not only one person obhadalayo. Abantu siyakwazi balezikwerethi. Izinto zizaba right, bazabhadala izikwerethi zabo. Kodwa kathesi bayabhadala, they are still paying. Abanye balama payment plan abalezikwerethi, they are paying something towards their arrears. But into ekhona ngeyokuthi those few resources ezingenayo anjo, abantu kumele bebone ukuthi imali zabo zisebenza njani. Ngizakufanisela last year izinara ithethe from kobulawayo ngapha 200 million ehambile izinara, imali imthelo esiyibhadalayo ezimota. Kodwa we only got 200,000 back from Zinara. Iyalungisa njani umgwaqo? Ikilometer kuphela, i-1 kilometer ukulungisa umgwaqo. You need 1 million. But they collected 200 million and they only returned 200,000. You can't even 200 meters. Umgwaqo 100 meters. So what I'm saying is, we want to manage our own resources. Bengavele kubesitshela amanga besithi devolution befuna ukuvotelwa. I-devolution ngeyokuthi simanage ama resources yethu lapha kobulawayo. Sisebenzise imali le kobulawayo ukulungisa umgwaqo. Abantu nxa bebhadele anything njengakhona lokhu anjo, you see they were trying to get even ozinwa ukuthi bebuye bezothatha over amanzi ama-rates things anjo, ezisenza ukuthi even eHarare benatha amanzi angcolileyo. So into esiyitshoyo ngeke ukuthi we need to manage our own resources. Imali zethu zingahambi zikhanjiswe eHarare zisethengela ama-shape ama-4x4 abantu bedubeka imali yabo they are hard earned current. Umuntu ehambe elayina ngale etshonelele ebhenki ethole $30 eyibhadala esithi kasini ngale, omunye umuntu esiyathenga i-4x4 ngemali yakhe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke.
We want to manage those few resources that are there. We want to manage them. Sisebenzise imali zabantu kuhle. Abantu bebone ukuthi babhadalelani.
Awubonge. Thank you so much. Sicela ubambe khona lapho ke baba Kambarami. So I think we had him He was mixing Ndebele and English. So he was very clear on what they want to do. And one of the things is devolution, you know. So he says they need to manage their own resources. If that doesn't happen, they can't develop the city. He put an example of what Zinara collected last year. That is 200 million from roads, you know, and then plowed back only $200,000 for the local kind of infrastructure. So he says that money couldn't even do a kilometer or half a kilometer. So if they manage those resources, they can do something better than what is happening right now.
Yeah. Vashumba manzwa mwenye chitaura yu, mutipere.
Ndizvo.
Yeah. Munofungei nezvataurwa navakambarami. Uyezve mvunzo ndoda kubvunza pane zvamambotaura zviyandiwo kuti chamunoona tichapinduka iko zvino chii kana City Council yakanga iripo yanga ichitadza kuita basa pamusoro pokupindira kwaita hurumende namapanto ezvamatongero enyika. Chinokupai tarisiro yokuti vacharega kuita zvese izvi chingave chii uyezve nenyaya yehugori yamataurai ichamiswa sei?
Ndinoda kutanga kupindura nyaya yehugori. Kana tichitarisa kunational president Emmerson Mnangagwa wari kutaura izwi rekuti hori hawadi kuti huenderere mberi. Wakaisa kumbira ihodzi kuti acting prosecutor general. Saka muguta reHarare nenyaya yekuti tine humbo wakawanda wehori. Kune mamwe makanselers akange ari kuita hori. Adzoka zvakare mukanzuru iyi. Asi tinofara kuti kune makanselers 31 matsva adzoka ari kupinda kekutanga. Makanselers ari kupinda kekutanga setsika yatadzidza kuona muguta reHarare. Washandi wekanzuru wanoda zvikuru kunongedzera makanzela matsva nzira dzekutora nadzo mari. Saka tinoziva kuti vamwe vari kuuya wanga vasingaendi kumabasa. Wazhinji wavo wakanga vangori maactivisti anongoita zvemusangano. Saka pavari kupinda apa wane shungu yekuti wavewo nemaskendi. Wane shungu yekuti wawane dzimba dzekugara. Wane shungu yekuti waratidzwe nekupinzawo hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo nevanhu vekumapato avo mabasa. City parking nekunzvimbo dziri open spaces idzo vanokwanisa kuti vanoshandisa vamwe vanhu. Saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti apa huori chaiwo kuti hunzi hunopedzwa nemakanselers kana kuti washandi zvichatinetsei kana kuhurumende uko kusina kana kuchinge kuine clarity yekuti huori huri wrong. Zvinoreva kuti maresidents akapa mareports anonymous aidza kuofisi ya prosecutor general, kuministry ya local government kana kumapurisa. Pachaitwa chimwe chinhu chinoratidza kuti hurumende iri serious kupedza dambudziko rehuori munyika mose.
Yeah.
Kwete kukanzuru kwega.
Yeah. Ndombo.
Saka ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho.
Ndombo kubata muromo mbichana ipapo Mr. Shumba. Tukudzoka kwamuri zvakare. Mr. Shumba is saying that he's adamant that the issue of corruption was just too deeply rooted and it has to be uprooted completely. And
yeah, he didn't say how.
Well, he says there is a silver lining that in the sense that they are having 31 new councillors and they watch them very carefully because some of them might receive bad influence from the old people who have already been in the council. And that also, they also have expectations of their own. They also want stands. They also want this and that. So they might fall into the same trap and lead back into the same old problem of corruption.
I guess before the caller, hello, caller, how are you? Hello? I think maybe he talks to Shona. Try Shona.
Muripa Runare, Muripo.
Yeah, caller, Ukona, you know, come on. asizwe ngazana ukhola asimuzwa enxa kafakwa nge studio lapha asimuzwa kuhle ukhona sithole are you there
vasithole muri kutinzwa here
So let's read some of the messages that are being sent by people. We've got Farai Katsande who says Harare needs an unconventional type of leadership to promote innovation and city development. The leaders should ensure the basics are being done. The budget should focus on infrastructural development. First, restore roads and then water supplies. Let's go to
Stone. Hey, what's Stone Muripo?
Ndiripo
wa wande masura sei. Da sura ya du masura sei mi. Tiba tirebo nenya yai.
Anditi munoona zuri tika wa wande. Pese tirukuda kubiriro yekumusha ye Zimbabwe. Saka ziripo ka. Ndinoona sekuti kana hurumende iyo iri kutaura kuti avari avasi kuda nezvehuori. Vanofanirwa kuita chinhu chinoratidza kuti vacho vanobatwa vachiita hori paitwe action inogona kutaridza nyika nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zviviri zvinoda kugadziriswa kumba vanhu vabvise pfungwa yekuti tiri vebato iri kana tiri vebato iri because mukazvitarisa kubva kumashure MDC yaichema ichiti itsusu patanga takabata simba panzvimbo yakati taitadza kuita zvinhu nekuda kwokuti government dzimwe dzenguva yaipindira munyaya kana vakutaura nenhau dzemari saka panoda kubviswa pfungwa chekutanga kuti vanhu vaite zvinhu vachiziva kuti tiri kuita zvinhu kuti nyika ibudirire zvisinei nemapato then vanhu voita zvinhu vachiziva kuti zvatiri kuita izvi tiri kusenza pamwe chete kuti tiribudiririse Zimbabwe then votanga kurwa nenyaya dzehuori zvine sirias yekuti vanhu vanogona kunzwisisa nokuona kuti uyu akaita huori akasangana nechakati mationa ndopfungwa dzangu idzo dzameno kuti munopaonawo sei
aiwa tinotonzwa kwamuri imimi zvamataura izvi munofunga kuti zvingakwanisiwa nenzira ipi mutorai yakaita sezvamatanga kutaura zvekumisa huroi chamungada kuona chichiitwa panyaya yezvekumisa zvouori ndechipi
chekutanga kune vanhu vatinotonyatsoziva vanogona vakambonge vabudiswa kana panyaya kana pamapepanhau avakanga vachibuda zvinonyatsozivikanwa kuti nhingi ane nhau yakati akaita dzisina kwadzakaperera kwatakazoona nyaya idzodzo ndochekutanga ngatitore yekutanga mazuva muna November tine maministers atakanzwa kuti vakawanika vaine dzimari zhinji dziri mumba dzakavharirwa dzakaoneka nemunhu wese kana pamadande mutande zvikabuda but izvezvizvi tikada kuzvitora titi allright chii chakaitwa kune munhu akafanana naye hatine kwatinenge zvatinogona kuteerera kana kubuda nacho takabata kuti ichi ndo chiripo muri kuzviona saka ndo chekutanga izvo dzinozivikanwa nhau ngadziteerekwe dzibudiswe pachena jekerere kuti munhu wese agone kuona kuti allright uori zvahuri kunzi hwakaipa uyu akahuita akasangana nechakati ndokuti vasiri kuhuita vatyewo nekuti mukazvitarisa izvezvizvi vacho vazhinji tombotora hedu example vari kufarira utongi huripo izvezvizvi munononano chavari kuita nacho mari zvinenge zvisina hujekerere zvimwe zvacho zvinosanganisira uori obwiti kana zvakadaro vanowana chavanowana pane zvavari kuita izvo vashoma ruzhinji runonga ruchitambura saka hurumende inofanirwa kurevesa pamusana nehuroi hurumende inofanira kurevesa pakuti kana maelections apera maindi yekambeni ngaichibuda mupfungwa dzevanhu vahwina pakuti vave vatungamiriri padzinzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana ngavasapotwe zvakafanana wedza ndewe kana kati anoda mari yekuita chakati ngavaregedze kuva needivision yekuti pamwe mari haiende kwari kuti vasabhoteje kuti next time pavanonga vaviita maelections kunzi havaonai vakatungamirira constituents akati yanga akabatwa ne MVC kati yanga akabatwa ne Zanu Ndonga kana yanga akabatwa ne chi havana chavakaita
so
ita kushandira pamwe ndokuti nyika yakati
ayo tinotenda zvikuru vasitole misastole zatamand also that you know, for all these things to change, the government itself has to show a willingness to make a change, especially to make a move against corruption. He's wondering why a lot of people who were identified as being corrupt or who were involved in what he calls corruption, and they were, we read about them in the newspapers, we saw some of them being arrested, but the whole issue just fell quiet. So he's saying, unless we start punishing people who are involved in corruption, as the, you know, if unless we start punishing them to show them, to show the people that corruption is not going to be tolerated, we are not going to go anywhere.
So, Baba Kambarami, you connect when? Yes, I want to go to Kolampoke, go Bulawayo, who connect the civil war, Eko Tin, La Panakutua, Bakuana from Batiswayo, a councillor at Tize. Akupikisa amakansela angkona ati hayi konoko ngabantu basiqambela manga kodwa ke nxa sisigangela ke siya phambi sephambili lapha lizayenzana ukuthi kungabe lokufumbathizana
oqhakathekileyo ukuthi ama processes nxa senza ama processes ngananzelela ukuthi ama processes especially if we talk about into the procurement we papers go from office to office and there are delays omunye egcina amapepa ehofisi yakhe to process and then we maybe tender kolokana kuyayenza ukuthi ngicine kuinfluence abantu ukuthi ebona ngathi kumbe umuntu se expecta something sebe siyadizwa ema office but what I see is very important is ukuthi nxa kungaba le anything maybe njenga ngikufanisele nge project example ifakile egodini if there is anything like that kumele kube le process where everyone is there, the councillors are there, the directors are there, and all stakeholders. Kuyenziwe i-adjudication, yenziwe umuntu onke khona. There is a criteria in choosing the best bidder or the best supplier for any services. So that process should be done when everyone is there. Liyakufaka konke laphana likhangele ukuthi lo are they meeting the procurement rules, are they meeting? Do they have all the documents that are required to what to be a supplier? Are they in the suppliers list and all those things? The criteria is changed. So I am going to get to a moment when they get to company with you as a charter eating that the Wuyen 701. Kumele iprocess yana yenze umuntu onke khona kungabi lama delays ama delays ona lawo iwacine esenza ukuthi umuntu ecine ecabanga lengqondo ukuthi edize umuntu that kind of thing. So what is important is that I think kuba nzima ukuthi kube labantu abangu 20 besenza iprocess yokukhetha usupplier kumbe service provider kube le influence ukuthi umuntu sengadiza abantu abangu 30. It's not easy. So what is important is that akumelanga sihlalele umsebenzi. We should do away with this system and learn ukuthi kuthiwa uzamelela 6 months uzamelela reply every Harare. If there is anything that has to be done, just we can sit together, make a decision. We have all the requirements. If the suppliers meet the requirements and is the lowest bidder, whatever criteria you're using, they should be awarded that tender without uphotelana kusokuba nama backdoor. So I think ukuqakathekile khona kuyani ukuthi singabi lama delays, unnecessary delays, njengawona lawa ama-stands. Or ukuthi there is an opportunity, you see our residents, they have the capacity to buy stands and build. And you saw there was a stampede esitho labantu babegcwele laphana bele izimali zabo befuna ukunjani befuna ukuthenga ama stand kodwa the whole process abantu they are frustrated abanye bala ama form sebelinde 10 15 years and you don't see the reason why they are not getting those things imali yabo balayo which means they have the money to build imali abayibhadalayo is the same money that is used to service those things.
Thank you.
Phezu kwamaphepha senisenza ama delaying tactics. You are actually trying to get these people to come and pay bribe. Ukwenzela ukuthi nizakulungisela that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so we want to make sure ukuthi ama processes yethu wonke lento zonke siyabe sizenza, we do those things on time. Kungabi lesikhathi sokuthi umuntu efila ngathi sokumele edize omunye umuntu imali.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba khona mpoke Kambarami. All what he's saying is, you know, this process of the tender system in Zimbabwe is fraught with irregularities. He says if the tender is floated, it takes some time before people get some responses. and the responses come from Harare. So he says, why not do it locally? So he says, if ever they do it as Bulawayo councillors, that can work out very well. So he's really crying over that issue. Maybe Mr. President Shumba may respond to some of these things.
Vashumba, Muripo. Va Precious Shumba Muripo.
I think maybe his line has got a problem. Yeah. So we've got John Oswald Makombe, who says the idea of parties vetting potential mayors is very good. The mayoral post is not for illiterate people. We need people who are financially and administratively literate, regardless of type. There is no town or city in Zimbabwe where there is one type only. Office bearers should be chosen on merit as long as they are in the locality of that particular local authority. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there you are. So this person is talking maybe against the background of what happened in Bulawayo.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Where some people are very angry over what is going on there.
Mm.
Then Frank Mangete says, Uma ukansela ko Bulawayo emele indawo, kumele akhulume ulimi lolo ongani ufisa ukukhuluma. Kumbe ya ube phala njalo. So kodwa ke yena ubona ngazani kumele umuntu akhulume i local language, which means akhuluma kuzwisiswa ngabantu. Then kuzobuya ke uDube Bongani uthi salibonani, yes, akubingelela lathi mfowethu. So lo Ruben Ndlovu uthi lami ngikhona. Ruben, phosele inamba yakho uthi sixoke lawe mnumzana. So maybe you can go back to Kambarami and then we talk to him more.
Va Kambarami, muri kundinzwa?
Yebo, ndiri kukunzwa.
Ya. Pane umwe atataura naye a few minutes ago, Vasitole, vanga vachiti ivo, you know, panofanira kuvavo nechinguva chokuti vanhu vadzidziswe kukoshesa basa ravanoita rokusevha rokuitira nyika basa ravanenge vachiita vachiitira kuti kuda pamwe izvi zvingava pavo pfungwa dzokurega kuita zvouori batarazve nenyaya yokusungisa nokuendesa kumatare edzimhosva vanhu vanenge vanzi vapomerwa nyaya kuita dzouori. Imimi munofunga kuti zvinokwanisika here kana takatarisa zvanga zvichitika mumacity council nomuhurumende makore iwaya mashomani anapfuura kusvika patiriko zvinoizvi? Munoona sekuti hurumende ingakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo?
Ipapo what I can say is number one, we have a problem in our judiciary system in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have some people who are above the law. I think, you know, if we were in other countries, the South Africa, you know, even the president himself, he can be sued. I think you saw all those stories that we had, like in South Africa, Jacob Zuma, even Malema and all those things. They had their scandals and they went through the same process. What is important is that we should have the judiciary system esebenza kuhle engaseviyo abantu ngama political party the mihlobo, because konokena kuqakathekile. That is why you see someone goes and steals money or receives money. Like, I'll give you another example, the example of Wignell. He received the money for that solar project, and he was buying gold chains and the girls going to Dubai for holiday and all those things. Anjo, engayenzanga lutho, engafakanga into le solar liwane elilayithi lo street light eliwane, that kind of thing. But after receiving his money, ethembe ukuthi yena ulabantu abamprotectayo and bekwazi ukuthi akulanto abangamenza yona. So what is important, into yokuqala ngeyokuthi i-judiciary system yethu ayikho right. Kumele kulungisiswe khonatshana, ngoba indaba ze-corruption umuntu engatshontshi imali anjo. The law should take its course. But nxa sekunabaya abantu abaphezu komthetho anjo, bakwenza konke lokhuyana bekwazi ukuthi awusoze ungenze lutho. Even nxa ukhuluma laye anjo, ubone ukuthi umuntu lo uyenza into engayisiyo, ungazomtshela umkhuzi, uyakutshela ukuthi uzangenzani. And kungela nto ozamenza yena, ngoba uyakwazi akuthembileyo. So khonatshana vele kurong, we cannot run our country like that. That is the reason why we're also not getting investors from other countries. Ngoba umuntu lona investor maybe ukwelinye ilizwe, eyabuya le 5 million yakhe lapha lifike liyihle. ikwazi ukuthi engaze lihambise court akula into azayenza uzaluza ikhesi liyana. That is the reason why, because they know, they consider all those things. Investor, we are going to get a lot of money. We want to have a judiciary system. It's a very good thing. So, we are going to affect the corruption. They are affect the investors, because no one would want to be associated with a country that has no, that has people who are above the law.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, Mbambo Mlomo. Static caller. Siyabuya kuwe ngesikhaphe kaphi. Let's take a caller now.
Yeah. John Bonda muripo here parunare.
Parunare magadini zvinyi vawande.
Ndiripo hangu vakuru vangu. Tibatsire une nyaya iyi. Munozviona sei?
Eish, ndikona zviri zvinhu zvinorema zvikuru kutambira mufunga dzedu sezvetiri vatsigiri vebato reMDC yetiri kuSouth Africa.
Chinonetsa kuti izvi. Chinonetsa kuti musatambira chii.
Ndine kuri kuti hurumende yedu yaisa chinoti iripo asi zvigozvero zviri kuitika munyika zvatiri kuona zvinhu zviri kuti mafamba matatetande kuvharwa kwemadheuta asi kuvharwa kwemamaini kwakutishungurudza nekutirwadza kuti tingatoreramo sei munyika musina investment.
Saka munoona sokuti nyaya dzouori hadzigoni kugadziriswa.
Corruption hapana payakakwanisa kupera kana etapu hazviiti kuti titore mosquito kana kuti titore gondo kuti ndorinda nzungu mukati medura because already varipo vacho utungamiri hune huori hwakazarisa hukurusa huori hwacho saka hazvitape kuti tivapedze huori huri mukati menyika yedu nokuti vane huori hwakatozara corruption yakatozara pavari
saka zvoitwa sei naye vabonda.
Kuzvibveta benekudai kuri kuti vanga vachigona kuti vakwanise kubvisa ivo utungamiri hwacho huripo nekuti oredi utungamiri hwavo huripo totoona kuti saka tiri kungofamba tingatiri famba mamhezashure kozi chero ukatarira utungamiri huripo hauna chaunokwanisa kuita one huri kutsenda mari uchitedza mari mukati menyika uchipa kumatipsi dzimotari vachipa madzimanhinga macancelors avo dzimotikari maoveterians motikari
nae vabonda ko vatungamiri varipo handiti vakasarudzwa navanhu iko zvino zvino izvi handiti changobva musarudzo vanhu vakasarudza taura henyu
tiripo pachokwadi chao chaicho kuti utungamiri huripo hauna kusarudzwa asi hwakazvisarudza nemhaka yekuti hwakazviisa nechisimba chausingafaniri.
Mazvidhaivabonda misabonda iye saying that to get rid of corruption we must get rid of the present government. he wants the present government to be removed so that we start afresh with people who respect the need to get rid of corruption.
We can't say a lot if it is done democratically. Well, it's the will of the people.
Yes, that's his view. Maybe it's just, you know, a lot of people feel that change is going to be slow in coming since we are, you know, we have the same people who have always been in government. Maybe that's where this skepticism is coming from.
Before going to Shumba, there's Thompson Ngamlilo who sent a message.
Right.
So his message reads as follows. Melting pot cities like Harare and Bulawayo are home to many tribes and races. Therefore, election of mayors must be about best interest of the respective city than narrow, sterile, tribal misconceptions. And then we've got Mr. Pamela Kumalo who writes, it was a big mistake for the councillor to speak in a language that is not local. So he says, it is never wise to be a leader of a people who feel you are an outsider. If we are to be honest, anyone wants to be a leader in a particular area must learn the local language. That is how you show your love for the people who actually voted you and you are leading them. I think these are some of the messages that we're getting, Mr. Wande. Most probably we can now
that,
go over.
That is a topic of its own because it touches on a lot of other things and it also has repercussions on a variety of things. I'm inclined to go with the, was it Mlilo? The first message you read, you know, I'm inclined to agree with him more. about the melting pot kind of metropolitan.
But this other one too is saying you must learn the local language. Yeah. But how do you meet people when you are not conversant in
that is quite understandable. Mm. But even if we look at a president, does a president have to speak all the languages of the country?
Maybe that's another argument for another day.
That is not really a must. But on a local level, such as we are talking about, like if you are a councillor, there is, of course, you know, a problem. If you cannot speak the local language.
Let's get Mr. Shumba on this one. Mr. Shumba, there are some people who are saying that if you are a councillor, you need to learn the local language. You need to know the local language. If you don't know the local languages, he says, that's a big mistake. What's your take on that?
There is cultural hybridization throughout where people have mixed up from across the country, from even foreigners have come in. They have become part of us and they've been assimilated into our community structures. Mm-hmm. For example, if you go to Mbare Musika, there are a lot of people from East and West Africa. They are running businesses there. But when you are looking at probably, let's talk about my hometown, Rusape.
Mm-hmm.
The Mawungwes, who are largely Shona, they are there. They would really know who they want. We have a lot of people who have moved from such areas as Gokwe, as Mashingo, and as far as Ngai, who have relocated to settle in some parts of those communities, and they are speaking both their the Ndebele, and they also speak Shona. But what matters most is that you can, when people have chosen you to be their counselor, there are different people you are representing, and there is no one singular culture that is dominant, unless if people are very specific to assume that everyone who lives in Rusape is Shona or is a Maungwe, when that is not correct, because people are speaking different languages within that area. And by getting elected as probably a Shona in an area like Bulawayo, it means that the local ward people had confidence in the party this councillor represented. And so they did not look at the person's cultural background or language, but they looked at their party. That is the tragedy of how we have been electing our councillors. We have been electing them based on our love for a political party instead of our love and appreciation of the individual's competencies and capacities. So they now discover that they have elected someone who speaks a language that they probably do not want to associate with. But the reality is that there has been a mixture of cultures among people. We have everyone spread across. You don't get to a community where there are pure, like in Gebeles, there are pure, like Shonas. People have mixed up. So
thank you so much.
Must not really limit us, because we are all Zimbabweans. I don't mind being represented by someone who speaks Ndebele in Rusape, because I think we have nearly three people who are not necessarily Manikas who have been elected there. And they are representing the people, and they are Zimbabweans. They have a right to be elected into office irrespective of their geographical location or background, because we are all in Zimbabwe. These are not foreigners.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's take a caller. We've got to Mike Slobo. Slobo, kunjani? Baba Slobo, sabona? Hello, Mr. Slobo, how are you?
Siyazwana.
Yes, ngikuzwa kade sibinomzana, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba Dube.
Yeah, phose lakho baba. Eh, ubona njani udaba lo lamhlanje amakansela? Yeah.
Yeah, ngiyalizwa indaba yenu elixoxa ngayo kakhulu. Le nto yazi ukuthi indaba ebaluleke kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba as it is right now, uyabona mina ngihlala eGwanda, ne?
Mm.
Ngihlala eGwanda kanjalo, nginomalume ophethwe yi-asthma.
Mm.
Mangifika ekhaya ngikhambisa umalume esibhedlela, only to got someone like, I think that person, she was somewhere like 25 years, if not 24, around there.
Mm.
The person, she's talking like talking to me with Shona, but she's replying to me with andikuzwi. But why can't you just speak English if ever you can't hear me? But you are responding, ufuna ukuzwa ukuthi lo muntu uphethwe yini with your own language. Why if you are forgetting ukuthi okay, fine, labantu ngamandebele, why don't you just suggest ukuthi okay, fine, since mean I can't understand isiNdebele, let me just use another alternative ezobangcono ukuthi labantu laba sikwazi ukucommunicate kahle, understand? Lo muntu yena ubona kungcono ukuthi yena asebenzise eyakhe language kundawo ayazi khona ukuthi labantu laba ende wesiphathi sesibhedlela, that person ogula can't even express ngendlela abefuna ukuzi-expressa, afuna ukuzi-expressa ngakhona nge-language engasiyakhe, understand? Of which I don't think bona they can tolerate us masingaya endaweni zabo sifike sibatrithe ngendlela bona abafuna ukusitritha ngakhona kwezethu indawo, you understand? As much as it is, ikhansela umuntu ofanele asebenze nabantu babuDube. Umuntu ofanele a-understand izidingo zabantu insuku zonke, abantu babekwazi ukucommunicate naye ngendlela elula. Hayi ukuthi uzoletha umuntu okuyukuthi sinabantu abadala abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma isikhiwa, abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma mhlawumbe yona leyo language ikhansela ikhulumayo. Okuyukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi abantu abadala babengasebenzisa ini isiNdebele sabo, because le ndawo yindawo yabo, bekwazi ukuchazela ikhansela yabo ukuthi okay, as ikhansela yethu umuntu ofanele usisebenzele sikuthume every day. Iproblem esilawo namhlanje sivuke singenagesi, uyandofela? But yena ukuthi abonise abantu basendaweni ukuthi okay, thina mina vele ngiyathetha umsoko, uma uzothi wena ufuna ukufungiswa nge-language eso, it shows ukuthi lo muntu lona u-racist yena ngokwakhe, uyandofela? So uzosebenza njani nabantu e-racist?
Hayi, sesikuzwile sibili sihlobo, sibonge kakhulu sihlobo sakho.
Alright, ngiyabonga babuDube.
Yes, so his point was, you know, people need to speak local languages. He says there's a case in which he went to a hospital and didn't understand Shona, and somebody insisted in talking Shona. So maybe the way forward from Kamarami in some of these issues, as a counselor, what can they do really to sort out this problem? Maybe we can pose that question to him.
Mr. Kamarami, in short, how do you think this problem should be handled? Just briefly.
Engibonayo ukuthi mina ngobulawayo singathi siba le problem enkulu. Ayisiko okokuthi kumbe umuntu enxinyeka akwazi ukukhuluma isiNdebele kuphela. Of course, ngiyakwazi ukuthi bakhona abangabe bengekho fluent ekukhulumeni isiNdebele, but okunye sokungokukhethana ngezindimi, ngoba ukhangela like ngizakufanisela njengami mina. Ngazalelwe phela ndaba. Ngakhulela eLobhengula khona phana, and I've lived all my life lapha koBulawayo. Ama-business ami akhonapha koBulawayo, ngafunda khonapha, into zami zonke nezitovu zami zikhona lapha nje. Angikwazi, I don't know any other province. And ngahamba kwamanye ama-province, bayangizwa le sitovu ukuthi isishona nxa isikhuluma isishona, bayasiza isishona sami ukuthi silethone isiNdebele phakathi. But okunye ngokuthi vele ama-fights angikhona ngingawethi ayibhala izinto khona ukuthi abantu bemthwakazi, let me be more specific, abantu bemthwakazi babuya bele agenda esitholu ngilanga sigcotshwa behlabela phandle besithi namhla kushonile ingenayo, you understand? And they came in bezobamba, bafika bathaa ukhansela ngempama ehlezi kumathembazi, that kind of thing. So into zona ziyana, iBulawayo is a metropolitan city, it's not like any other, it's not like any other province. Kulabo zishabane also, they are part of this local zenini. Kumele abantu bekukhangele konke khona kana, kodwa khona nje uqhakathekile la ukuthi vele ukhansela nqa lapha efunde isihlobo salapha
kwenze ukuthi ubone. Sikuzwile kakhulu kamparami ngo discard sethu yiso sesidliwe kumangoyi, sibonga kakhulu.
Then obunye
yeah, just what? No, sesile problem esikhathi baba. We have to uvala kancane. So, thank you so much for those that joined us tonight. on Studio 7 Live Talk. We also wish to say thank you to our guests, Mr. Kambarami Dinashe and Mr. Precious Chumba. Standing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Janono Kawande. Until we get together again next time with another interesting topic, please take care and good night.